You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire. This Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Breast Cancer Foundation New Zealand is celebrating a landmark moment for women's health today, as the government has officially extended breast screening nationwide to women aged up to 74. After campaigning for 8 years to increase the screening age limit from 69 to 74, the foundation's chair, Justine Smythe, says the national rollout marks a significant victory for early detection. I spoke to Justine about the changes, what they mean for families and communities across the country, and their advocacy journey to get this win. Good, Justine. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I was wondering if you could talk to me a little bit about the recent changes in breast cancer screening.
Oh, absolutely. Very happy to. We've had what we consider a massive win for us at the foundation in terms of the free screening age for mammograms being increased from the age of 69. Now, women will be able to be screened from ages 70 through to 74, so that means two extra screens for them. And we've been advocating for this for a good 8 or 9 years. I remember going down to Parliament with our 10,000 signature petition back in 2016, and we've been advocating very hard for that ever since that time. And the reality is that early detection saves lives with breast cancer, and of course mammogram is one of the best ways to do that, to find the cancers early while they're small. And so super important for women to continue to be able to screen and hopefully find those cancers early and save lives.
Could you talk me through a little bit of your advocacy journey from 2016 onwards? What were the sort of ups and downs and obstacles faced, and how does it feel now that you finally achieve the victory?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously when you start anything like this around health and you're wanting funding, because effectively you're wanting a program or a drug or whatever it might be, and you're advocating for that. And so our journey started with basically understanding the data and understanding that we discovered through, I guess, our analysis that older women who continue with breast screening would have a 42% lower risk of dying from breast cancer. So really important for us to look at that older age group and try and expand the extra mammograms, free mammograms that those ladies could receive. So we got a 10,000 signature petition together back then. We went through Parliament, we went through the Select Committee, we continued, nothing actually happened in terms of putting it into action. We then did another petition, we've done more Select Committees, and it's been on and on. And it's not that either governments have thought it was a bad idea. I think it's always about allocation of resource. But, I mean, I have to say we are very thankful that this government has listened and finally championed this change through the health system.
You talked about the data and the analysis. Do you have some numbers for us around the potential impact of this change, even beyond just those who will now be able to access the screenings? What does it mean for their families?
And
Yeah,
that's a really good question, because our analysis tells us that we think we will save 20 lives every year just from this increase. Now, that might not sound like a big number, but as you've just noted, these women are grandmothers, they're mothers, they're aunts, they're sisters and wives and friends, and if you have a relation that's one of that 20, you're going to be very happy with the outcome from this. And so, we think it's important we give women in their 70s a chance to detect breast cancer early and survive it.
Now, just to wrap up the questions on my end, there's still quite a few obstacles in our public health system for women. The design of it is not necessarily adequate. Resourcing is sometimes lackluster. What do you think are the next steps here? What more needs to be done in the breast cancer field, but for women's health more broadly in Aotearoa?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big, huge question, isn't it? Basically for this particular for this particular initiative, we need to make sure that there is continued capacity in the system and that capacity continues to build so they can actually roll out this program, because obviously there's going to be increased demand and they need to make sure it's sufficiently resourced. And they have allocated funding to that in the 2024 budget. So we just need to keep abreast of that and making sure that all happens and rolls out. But, you know, for any women's health or any the health system, I mean, there is a lot of process, but there's only limited funding. So it's all about, you know, understanding where, for our perspective, where in the system we can help. What can we do to partner to show them where, from an evidence base, where money is really going to make a difference? And, you know, we're lucky because we have the breast cancer register that we've, of all the breast cancer patients in New Zealand that we've funded for years. So we have a lot of data that we can draw on to provide that evidence. And so that makes us really lucky because, you know, without evidence and data, it's very hard to get anything moving. So, you know, we know from that data, as an example, that your risk of breast cancer is actually higher at age 70 than it is at age 50. That all comes from our data. So it was easier for us to, you know, to advocate to say, well, stopping breast screening at 69 makes no sense because at the moment it's free from 45 to 50. So, of course, we need to go from 70 to 74. So, you know, just the system... You know, there's a lot that can be done, but it's about, from a charity perspective, it's about really identifying those areas and providing that evidence and then advocating for your space.
Brilliant. And I'll just invite you, if there's any last things you want to say to our audience about this topic or your charity in general.
Well, I just want to say it's October, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so make sure you're doing your checks. Honestly, finding a lump early is what saves your life. So please do your checks. If you're unsure about anything, see your GP or you can ring our 0800 number, BC Nurse, and they'll be able to steer you in the right direction.
That was Justine Smythe, the chair of the Breast Cancer Foundation in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.